The new Metropolitan Detention Center will finally open in February, but the city won't be hiring civilian detention officers because there is a hiring freeze. Instead, 100 police officers will be pulled off their posts on the streets to fill the open positions. Today, LAPD civilian workers gathered in front of the Metro Jail to demand the city temporarily lift its hiring freeze and hire more civilian detention officers. David Ewan, an LAPD principal detention officer, sees this as a public safety issue.
We gotta find ways to hire more detention officers to staff our facilities. So this way, those valuable patrol resources will remain in the streets, in the community, fighting crime.
He hopes the city will at least change its policy of forcing civilian officers and other detention centers to take time off.
It doesn't make sense when you're trying to open up a brand new facility and we're furloughing the very same people that we're crying about not having enough. So where's the logic to that?
Police Commissioner Alan Scobin told the LA Times the last thing he wants to do is use officers in the jail, but there are no other viable options. Using the police officers will cost the city an extra $7 million since they earn more than civilian detention officers. Caitlin Parker, Annenberg Radio News.